Show me your habits, and I'll show you your future. It's that simple. It's that complicated. For better or worse, our lives are the sum of our physical, mental, and spiritual habits. Bad habits always come back to bite us. Good habits always come back to bless us. Either way, you cannot break the law of measures. The law of measures will make or break you. With the measure you use, Jesus said, it will be measured to you. There are no shortcuts, loopholes, or cheat codes. Simply put, you'll get out of it whatever you put into it. And by it, I mean everything. Destiny is not a mystery. Destiny is daily habits. You are one habit away from getting into shape. You are one habit away from financial freedom. You are one habit away from mental health. You are one habit away from a happy, healthy marriage. You are one habit away from any goal you set. The only catch? It has to be a daily habit. Over the next 30 days, I want to help you hack your habits. I'll cite dozens of stories and studies, as well as best practices. We'll look at the art and science of habit formation from multiple angles: psychological, neurological, and theological. The goal? To tap your full potential. Why? Potential is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. How? By making and breaking the habits that will make or break you. There is nothing simple about habit formation. It's as complicated as the cerebral cortex. It'll take longer than you like and be harder than you hope. The good news? Every habit is learned, which means every habit can be unlearned and relearned. Of course, you'll have to overcome task avoidance. It's our natural tendency to avoid things we're not particularly good at. Making and breaking habits takes us back to kindergarten. We have to be willing to fail, willing to fall, and willing to look foolish. We'll break bad habits using a tried and true technique called habit switching. We'll build good habits using a bait and switch technique called habit stacking. We'll identify high leverage habits, domino habits, that yield the highest return on investment. We'll engage in some goal setting, and we'll reverse engineer those life goals into daily habits. You probably noticed this audiobook doesn't have chapters. It has days. Why? The pacing is important. Don't try to do too much too fast. When it comes to habit formation, that's a recipe for failure. If you want to make or break a habit, put the title of this book into practice. Do it for a day. The average reading speed is approximately 250 words per minute. So each day's reading should take about 10 minutes. That said, I want to encourage you to slow the pace by taking time to reflect on the question at the end of each day's reading. How do I make it a habit? You'll get out of this book precisely what you put into it. During the first 8 days, we'll create the framework for making and breaking habits. Then we'll spend 3 days on each of the 7 habits that were introduced in the prequel to this book, Win the Day. Those habits are sequenced in the same order: flip the script, kiss the wave, eat the frog, fly the kite, cut the rope, wind the clock, and seed the clouds. Don't worry if you haven't read Win the Day. The power of those daily habits will become clear soon enough. Finally, this book works best with the buddy system. Take the 30-day habit challenge with your friends or family, your staff or team, or even your entire organization. 1, it's far more fun. 2, a rising tide floats all boats. Over time, you'll become the average of the 12 people you spend the most time with. If you don't elevate their game, you're holding yourself back. Habitualization. According to a Duke University study, 45% of daily behavior is automatic. Without the ability to automate, we'd have to relearn everything we do every single day.